Would you kindly read item number two?
A resolution by Supervisors Cullen, Broderick, Stanford, Lipscomb, and Bowen opposing state legislation prohibiting local governments from using residency as a condition of employment.
All right. Supervisor Cullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll be brief. This is an issue I think we're all familiar with. It's been around in the legislature and local governments for a long time. What the state is attempting to do is not allow local units of government to use their authority to decide if they think a residency requirement is appropriate condition of employment. A recent study commissioned by the city of Milwaukee and others, I think it might have been the League of Municipalities, I think it was 114 out of 161 responding units of government have some sort of residency requirement on employees. We've heard over the years that this is some sort of constitutional issue for employees, that they should be able to live where they want to live. And the Supreme Court has ruled that municipal governments can impose a residency requirement if they want to. So all this resolution is doing, it isn't saying that we necessarily support or oppose a residency requirement for Milwaukee County employees. It's simply saying that we should have the right to do that, and other municipalities throughout the state and units of government throughout the state should have that. That it should be a local decision, not a state decision. I think it's, you know, we need to move quickly on this because it's in the budget, and we don't know quite when the budget's going to be done or be signed, but it's going to be relatively soon by all indications. So that's all I have. If anybody has any questions, I would be happy to answer them. And I did notice that Mr. Zapfel is here from the county executive's office, and perhaps the chair could ask if the county executive has a position on this, whoever is appropriate to ask that question.
Mr. Zapfel, would you please go to the table and introduce yourself, sir?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I, as you, Mr. Chair, need some coffee as well. Early morning and up since 4 a.m. with the little ones, but the executive has no issues with this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Zapfel.
Mr. Chair, so when you say no issues, if the board passes it, he'll sign it?
That is my understanding, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Rebel West.
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor, did you have a question for Mr. Zapfel?
No, okay.
Thanks, sir.
I would like to be added as a co-sponsor. I think this is very relevant. I think that the mayor, our mayor, I live in the city of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, has made some excellent points regarding residency, and I do think it's important. I know Milwaukee County has made residency requirements for people who sit on our task forces and committees, and I believe that that's and for our employees, and I believe that it's something that's important. You have stock in your community when you live there. I don't think anybody would want to vote for me if I didn't live in my district. You want to know that you're surrounded by your neighbors and they have just as much vested interest in that area as you do. And you know, and again, Mayor Barrett's talked about the financial and economic impact that all of these families who would be eligible to get up and leave if they did get up and leave. And I'm not saying they all will. Obviously, they won't. There hopefully won't be a mass exodus. But, I think it's important that you have stock in your community, the community that you serve. And I also share concerns from people who say, well, what if there is some type of natural catastrophe and you have to drive 15 miles into this, you know, into the city from, you know, a municipality, or in the case of our Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies, if they chose to live outside of Milwaukee County from another county. And would that even be allowable in the case of the declaration of martial law and those things? I think it's a real concern. And again, I want to applaud the co-sponsors already and Supervisor Cullen for bringing this forward, because I do think it's something that Milwaukee County should have their hands in. Thank you.
If the sponsor would be willing to accept
I'm honored.
Thank you, Supervisor Cullen.
Committee members, do we have a motion?
I'd move passage, recommended to the board or whatever language you need.
Motion for approval. I would also, Supervisor Cullen, like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Your boss.
Supervisor Robo-West's concerns. Seeing no further discussion, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Spaskunas.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Robo-West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay.
Thank you.
There being no further business before this committee, I thank you for your time, and this meeting is adjourned.